If I could, I would pour some coffee or tea for you and ask you sincerely, how was your Christmas? If you had a joyous Christmas, then remember that it's only a minuscule taste of the joy when we see Jesus when he comes again to rule and reign. What a glorious day that will be! But if you feel disappointed by your Christmas, Jesus Christ cares indescribably deeply, my friends. He wants you to know that he loves you. Believe him instead of feelings. Many people experience depression and feelings of being overwhelmed near New Year's, but the Lord wants you to know his peace, hope, love, comfort as you experience various memories afresh. Holidays trigger memories. Memories revive feelings. But a person must choose to focus on God's love and truth. And if needed, a person needs to receive good medical care, because that can influence how you're feeling. If needed, get help from good Christian mental health care professionals. Be humble enough to learn and ask for help instead of playing the losing pride game. When people convince themselves not to get help, they lock themselves in a prison of their own mind, and that has so many ripple effects for your loved ones. Jesus wants you to be set free and feel like yourself again. Enjoy him and enjoy your family, your friends, so get help. And if you have any thoughts of harming yourself, get help immediately. No delays. You hear me? You are special and loved. If you're in America right now and you think you might harm yourself soon, call 911. Get help right away. When you don't talk to someone, the bad thoughts take on a life of their own and make you lose sense of what is truly real. You are precious to God, and he has a plan for you. Don't rely on what you feel. Trust God. Jesus loves you. God's plans exceed our own. Follow him, and his best will follow. Be faith-based and not feelings-based. It kind of makes me think of how children can't wait to arrive at destinations. They say, "Are we there yet?" It feels like forever, but their feelings don't change where they're going. They arrive anyway, and being miserable doesn't expedite their journey. Sometimes feelings create false pictures of our future, but listen to God instead. Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for peace and well-being, and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." Open your heart to Christ instead of caving to the destructive coping mechanisms of the culture. Welcome Jesus into your heart. Don't turn him away. That way, like Mary and Joseph, you'll rejoice to see him when he arrives. Revelation 22:12 says, "Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay each one for what he has done." So my friends, please, please welcome Jesus in your heart, and he'll welcome you into his family. Let's pray now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us. We are so sorry for our sins. We are also really wanting to change our minds from bad thoughts to your thoughts. Please transform our minds, renew us, and I pray for those who have not yet received you. Please come into our hearts, forgive us of our sins. Help us to love you and love others. We welcome you, Jesus, into our hearts, and we ask for your wisdom and provision for help for everyone listening. And we love you and welcome you to take control. We repent and turn to you now, and we receive you in our hearts, Lord Jesus. And thank you for the good future that you've planned for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Pray for and reach out to negative people. Of course, we need to establish biblical boundaries, but don't reject unappealing people. A lot of people say today to stay away from negative people and to spend time with positive people. This is false. Why? Well, if the positive people applied this, the negative people who think they need to be near positive people would never spend time with them. A lot of negative people don't see themselves that way. So, the premise of refusing to spend time with negative people is actually illogical and not biblical, in the sense of reaching out with the love of Jesus. You see, Jesus wants us to seek out the people rejected by society. He sought out the ones that people avoid today. So while using wisdom, and of course spending time with Jesus and with those who love him most, still reach out to the people that others avoid. Share Jesus' love and truth. Get beyond yourself in the new year and start to really live a life of joy, hope, peace, and love that exceeds anything the world gives. Jesus is beyond awesome.